The death toll from Melbourne's thunderstorm asthma crisis has now reached 6, with another person dying over the weekend. 5 others remain in intensive care in Melbourne hospitals, 3 of them listed as critical. The Victorian government has come in for a fair bit of criticism about the way it responded to the crisis, which saw 8,500 people treated in hospitals for asthma in the first 24 hours following that thunderstorm. The Health Minister, Jill Hennessy, has now launched an inquiry by the Inspector General for Emergency Management. Michelle Goldman is the CEO of Asthma Australia. Michelle, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Before we get to the state government's handling of the crisis, can you explain whether this sort of event, this sort of thunderstorm asthma event we've seen last Monday, was unprecedented?
It's not completely unprecedented. It's quite rare, but I understand this is the 4th such thunderstorm asthma event in Melbourne. In fact, the last one of a serious nature was in November 2010. So whilst it's not frequent, it's certainly not unprecedented.
So this one, I mean, this time of year, it's challenging for asthma sufferers. There's pollen everywhere, and high levels of pollen are exacerbated by the onset of summer thunderstorms. But this incident in Melbourne, this event in Melbourne, was at a different level, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Look, 8,500 presentations or calls out for emergency services is significant. I think the minister compared it to 150 bombs going off across Melbourne at the time. So it is indeed very significant.
One person who suffers asthma who described it to the ABC this week as feeling like an elephant had a foot on his chest. Why is it different to normal asthma? Michelle, what's different about thunderstorm asthma?
Yeah, well, first I would say that feeling like you've got an elephant on your chest is normal for anyone suffering from asthma. The 4 typical symptoms are breathlessness, wheezing, a tightness in the chest or a persistent cough. But what's different about thunderstorm asthma is it's particularly problematic for people who have allergic asthma and who have allergies to pollens and grasses, some of whom might not already have an asthma diagnosis. And certainly anecdotally, that's been some of the stories that we've been hearing, that not everybody who had an asthma attack on Monday and had to call emergency services had been diagnosed with asthma.
So you might be a hay fever sufferer, but then something else happened with this thunderstorm.
That's right. Asthma and allergy are very closely related. Yeah. So 80% of people with asthma have hay fever as well. So you may not have had an asthma diagnosis, but you would have breathed in these fine particles and they would have gone deep into your airways and caused you to have an acute asthma attack.
Asthma can kill people, and asthma sufferers understand that, I think. But 6 people have now died from this one event last Monday night. Is that irregular? How many people would die from asthma across Australia every year?
Around 400 people die from asthma every year, which people are always surprised and alarmed at. I think people think asthma's pretty much under control, but the sad fact is that sometimes we're too complacent around asthma, and as we always say to people, you can live without food for weeks, water for days, but air for only minutes. Right. So asthma is something that needs to be taken seriously.
Talking about preparation, these thunderstorm asthma events are pretty common in places like Wagga Wagga in New South Wales. How does a town like Wagga prepare for it? Is there a lesson here for us?
I think absolutely. Wagga have high amounts of ryegrass and pollens, and their emergency services are quite used to spikes during the springtime and thunderstorm season. So they do a number of things leading up to spring and the thunderstorm season. They do health promotion in the general community so that the community are reminded that thunderstorms are going to be an occurrence at this time of year. If you've got asthma, you can then be particularly vigilant about making sure you're taking your preventer medication regularly to ensure you get the maximum protection.
So the Health Minister in Victoria, Jill Hennessy, she's launched an inquiry by the Inspector General for Emergency Management. The Victorian Premier has announced a $500 million plan to hire more paramedics and improve the ambulance response times. Is that the key lesson here, that prompt intervention when somebody falls sort of ill with thunderstorm asthma is the key?
I think it has to be a multifaceted response. So I think absolutely, how can we ensure that emergency services are better equipped to be able to manage events of this scale? Mm. But I think as well, we have to look at the preventative angle, because many of the people, and in fact there was some research done in Wagga when they had their first epidemic, which found that many of the people who had had asthma attacks In fact, only one in four had been taking preventer medication. So I think we can certainly reduce the scale and impact of such an occurrence like thunderstorm asthma we saw on Monday evening by making sure people are taking their preventer medication.
Like Ventolin regularly. Or something?
Well, no, there's two different classes of asthma medication. One is your Ventolin, your reliever, which you just use when you experience symptoms and they give you almost automatic relief. But the other is the one that people should be taking on a regular basis if they've got serious asthma to make sure it's well controlled, and that's your preventer medication.
Okay. Just briefly, Michelle, we're almost out of time, but for those who are listening who, you know, might see approaching storm clouds with trepidation, what's your advice? Can you reassure them, or what is your advice, just briefly?
My advice is make sure you've seen your doctor. If you've got allergies, make sure your allergies and your hay fever is well controlled. If your hay fever is well controlled, your asthma will be better controlled. If you are on a preventer medication, make sure you're taking it regularly. Always have your reliever, your Ventolin on hand so that if you do start to experience any symptoms, you can address them immediately rather than allowing it to worsen.
But not every thunderstorm needs to be frightened of either, does it?
No, not absolutely not. People know their own bodies. The most important thing is be aware of all four symptoms. Asthma isn't always manifested as breathlessness.
Yep.
It could be the tight chest or the wheezing or the persistent cough. If you have any of the symptoms, take reliever medication straight away.
Okay, Michelle.
That would be our advice.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Goldman, the CEO of Asthma Australia.